The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Last night I was staying,
a walk along the river,
and I saw him together
with a young girl,
and the look that he gave her
made me shiver,
'cause he always used to look at me that way.
And I thought, maybe I should walk right up to her and say, ah-ha-ha, it's a game he likes to play.
Hi, welcome back to Globally Local FM.
I was laughing too much, and then I had to just, like, my voice straight up cracked in the middle of my long line, you know?
It's okay, because he's a player, and we're just gullible little boys, and he's a player.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but...
Well, listen, it's the end of the Pride Month, and I think we should celebrate just love till the very end of it, you know? Okay, by the way, a friend of mine, the sarcastic Colossal Pengu, completely misremembered the word he wants to use, and he was like, oh, 4 days and I can be racist again.
Well, you know, he could be racist the entire time. He's been missing out. Poor guy. He's been having to hold himself back.
I have some news. Before we tell peeps where we are, that might be of interest to you, Henry, because I know you love thesis.
Yeah.
So I was a bit unhinged, and I'm now on Hinge.
Meaning?
That's all I get? Yes. This bitch just gulped down the last bits of his coke and was like, meaning? Bitch, I thought there would be some support, some allyship.
You should have told me that beforehand. Like, what do you want me to say to you being on a dating app?
Wait,
like,
I had
congrats.
To tell you that you have to be an ally? I thought that comes without asking for it.
When was I not an ally?
I don't know. I don't feel the love that you used to give me. Because you used to look at me that way. And now I see you walking by the river with a young girl. With a young gal.
And I thought I would walk right up to you and say...
Uh-huh.
Meaning?
Meaning? Comes up to me. That would be kind of crazy, though. Comes up to me without, like, any precipice. No high, no nothing. Meaning? Okay, Henry, where are we today?
Today we're in Dubai. People, have you heard of it? it's Dubai. It's the United Arab Emirates. UAE for short.
Maybe explain why you sound like you're in a staircase.
It's because I'm recording this from a staircase. All right, on we go. No, people, the real answer is I've got my own place now. I've moved to my own little apartment. So I've just been enjoying my time alone. I sound like I'm in a tile cave because I'm in a tile cave. But I promise at some point I will get carpets in here and it won't sound like I'm like screaming into a mountain range. So you'll just have to bear with me for a couple.
You know what I just realized? I'm sure the mic picks it up for the recording. But every time you move 5 degrees left or right with your mouth, the Discord just cuts it off because it thinks your voice is just an echo, I think. So every time you don't look straight at me, I just don't hear anything you're saying through Discord.
Yeah?
Yeah, try.
I am sitting a little bit further away from the mic because I feel like last couple times I've been too close to the mic. So I'm trying something new.
Wow, we're all challenging ourselves, aren't we?
That's true.
Some people are anyway. Academically climbing, some people are sitting a bit farther away from mics.
So, Dubai. I've got some facts. I mean, it's not that exciting because everybody knows where Dubai is, I should say. It's one of the two biggest cities in the United Arab Emirates. It's home to the tallest building in the world, Rudy. The name is?
Burj Khalifa.
Very good. It is known as a spot where a lot of rich people go for vacation / shopping. Is that true or false?
It is true. I literally had somebody in my high school in my buttfuck of nowhere town where somebody was rich enough with their parents to go to Dubai for vacation.
I find it a little bit gauche though, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. They made the Palm Tree Island, Rudy?
We have somebody who we know who's from Dubai.
Yes, that's true as well.
We have been promised a listener for this episode.
Oh yeah? Okay, yeah. I should be on my best behavior then. So they made the Palm Tree Island, which is pretty cool to be fair. The artificial island in the shape of a palm tree. Have you seen it, Rudy? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, you can't not see it.
And they've also tried to make a world map, but they kind of abandoned that one. Have you seen that one?
World map? No.
Yeah, so they wanted to make like the world map, just like a bunch of little islands. Like a miniature version of the world, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think it just didn't take off really, so now it's just like a bunch of sand islands off the coast.
That's what it is! Okay, because my business for today was... Okay, that's what it is? Bro, that does not look like the world. That looks like the freaking Philippines at best.
I think they gave up on it like halfway through.
It's not even halfway. It's just dots of sands.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. Okay, good to have a little bit of foreshadowing, Rudy, on your business. Yeah, that's about it. That's all I've got.
And I have, what do I got? I have a broken heart. Anyways, on to the news! Why are you shaking your head? What's wrong with my broken heart?
Why do you have a broken heart?
I don't know, because I love easily, and so people hurt me easily.
Okay. So, why are you unhinged now, then?
Are you gonna hear the reasoning for that in the next episode? Gonna keep them hooked, guys. We're gonna milk this. What do you come on? You just have to wait 40 minutes. The rest have to wait a week.
Because I want to know now.
Crazy. Anyways,
what's the difference?
My Dubai UAE news article is take my fucking money.
Okay. Sounds good.
Are you gonna take it or no?
I will. Yeah.
Okay, good. Anyways, you already know the stereotypes about Dubai, right? Like, rich without reason, big money, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Henry, we've been missing out. We've been missing out crazily. Because what I found might be the single project from Dubai where I would say, get that shit funded and streamlined. I have a question for you, Henry. Picture this. Hot summer days. Margarita in your hand. Sunglasses for vibes. Lovely. What is one stupid little thing that will always go out of its way to ruin the vibe?
Rudy.
Okay, now listen. Now, fuck. How did I not see this coming? I genuinely did not see this coming.
Let me have a think. I don't know.
Dude, fucking, sunscreen? You didn't even wait. That shit was locked and loaded. That was the... You fucking... content that bullet. Fire that lead. Light him up.
The way that you were saying the prompt, I was like, all right, I'm going to say Rudy. It's probably not going to match up. But then when you stopped, it was like this... Like, a person would be a perfect answer for this. Anyway, my answer is sunscreen, I guess. Is that where you were going?
Tiny. Tiny, small, thing. Living thing.
A wasp. That was cheeky.
Yes. Well, fair. Wasp is a good one, but I was thinking mosquitoes.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. Anyways, in Dubai, it turns out the money has been put to good use to introduce a mosquito trap that kills those motherfuckers by hundreds. In short, it looks sort of like a, how do I say it? It's like an AC lamppost. like imagine just an AC, but put vertically, kind of like a lamppost, but halfway. And what it does, it permeates the air with the human body odors, or rather like the chemical equivalent of it, not like the actual smells. And the mosquitoes love that shit. So here they come until zip, and there they go. Apparently, efficiency increase from normal traps estimated to be 400% and up. So say it with me now. Take my fucking money.
That's pretty cool.
Imagine just
walking along the street and then you just pass by this like half lamppost looking thing and you're just like, that thing needs to take a fucking shower. I mean, goddamn.
that smells like somebody shed their pants right there.
Yeah, I mean, yes, mosquitoes suck. And that brings me to a thought I had halfway through you telling that story. What if there was like a creature that was like half the size of you that ate mosquitoes, but in order to do it, it would have to crawl over you at least once a day? I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know. But thoughts? Like, just imagine like a massive spider.
Brother, what? This is you living in Australia for a year? Oh, by the way, can I ask? I never actually asked you. Have you seen the mutants already?
No. Allegedly, I was near some snakes once, but I didn't see it. So it was just like, that's not that exciting.
Allegedly?
Well, so during my drive test, I was driving and the car in front of me slowed down. And then after a while, it sped up again. So I sped up as well. And then the driving instructor and the like test taker, they were talked to each other like, whoa, that was crazy. And I was like, all right, I don't know what's going on. And then after the test, the guy told me that there were two brown snakes like fighting each other next to the road. Something like that.
Damn. So you haven't seen a wolf spider?
I don't think so. I've really not seen that many exciting spiders.
Okay. Damn. Maybe it is all a hoax. Maybe we're led to believe by the bubbles we live in TikTok. Crazy, though. Couldn't be it.
I think where I live is probably like the least exciting part of Australia, wildlife-wise. If you go to Queensland, it probably is a lot more nuts, I reckon.
You go in the apartment, it's just a spider. Yo, it's nuts, isn't it?
British spider. Alright, ready? I have an article called Take My Fucking Money. But in the other way around. Ooh, sorry. I didn't realize my phone wasn't loud. I'm sure that'll have picked up. Sorry, people.
How dare you? I thought this is a professional podcast.
I was watching TikToks on the side, is the thing. So
you don't have TikTok. Don't lie to me.
That's true, but I just tried to put out a buzzword. I was fucking watching YouTube Shorts, Rudy. All right.
Okay, can you? Okay. Look at that. He didn't even silence it. He just put a centimeter away from the mic.
Can I say that in the year that we've been doing this podcast, I have literally never had my phone on silent. So this has not been a problem before. Oh, except for last time when it went off and I gaslighted you into saying it was something else.
Okay, Sid, cut this part out.
Okay. Anyway. Man arrested for forging like contracts. This is like a scam. This is a pretty cool one, to be fair.
We support cool scams? Is that our official stance?
Yes.
Listen, if you're going to scam somebody, at least be cool.
Exactly. So, a man has been arrested in connection with scamming people who were looking for loans. The man would take payment for helping people to organize documents for back loans, right? So, like an accountant, he would help them draft, like, the papers. And then he filled them all in with, like, magic ink, which would just disappear after a few hours, so... He would take the payment, then the documents were just empty, and then he had the money and ran. He also did the same thing with checks. So what he would do, I don't know if I 100% understand this correctly, he would draft a check in a certain way, right? get the people to sign off on it. So yeah. I think so that they would get the money, and then he would wait for the ink to disappear and then rewrite the check with the information that he would want. And because he already has their signature on there, he would then just hand it to a bank and they would give him the money.
So wait, this is like actual, like physically disappearing ink, not like some kind of where they send a PDF and then at some point the PDF deletes itself or something like that. It's a physically disappearing ink.
Yes, it's just like it's the actual pen itself is the one that, it's the ink that disappears.
Jesus. The magician out there to live in the world. He at some point he was like, fuck the rabbits coming out of hats.
I think that's a pretty interesting one because I feel like I have not heard of that before, even though it's kind of like an obvious one. Might just be me though.
No, it's I definitely haven't heard of it before either. I'm just thinking of like, imagine the fucking like just the reaction. You come home with like a stack of papers, you after 3 hours you look at them and it's just blank A4s.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a strange one, but he got caught, I should say. Otherwise there wouldn't be this news article probably. He got caught and I don't know.
They thought that they would get him. After 3 hours putting him in jail, he disappeared.
He just phased out of existence.
All the documents that wrote to his legal status in jail disappeared.
That's crazy.
Everybody who touches them disappears. He's just a black hole.
All right, Rudy. Would you like to read your second one?
Okay, but how is my article name? Right. So, Environment Agency completes 8,000 square kilometer marine habitat survey in Abu Dhabi. Sounds hella cool, right? This I don't know why I found this in the Dubai news articles, but whatever. So sounds hella cool, right? Because it's just, you know, just good for environment. By the way, off tangent a bit. I watched the David Attenborough new documentary, Oceans. Bro, we fucking cooked it. As in, like, we fucked it. Have you? The whole documentary is about dredgers, basically, which is the type of ship of, for example, how they get, like scallops and stuff like that. Like sea creatures right. From the bottom of the sea, right? Usually, community lives by the sea, and they go divers, and then they take the scallops that, you know, like, they can take, and then they go eat, have their business, blah, blah, blah. And the rest of the biodiversity, like, just flourishes because, of course, a human cannot take as much scallops, even if you're, like, you know, if you're doing it as multiple divers. Then comes in a dredger, which is literally a ship. You know what it does? It puts a huge metallic net to the bottom of the seafloor, like a rake, and then just pushes it, right? And takes and tramples everything in its path, and whatever it takes that is not needed, just throws it back into the ocean like trash. And that, like, that made me so sad. And that shit, by the way, it happens near British Gulf. It happens in American shores. It happens around China and Japan. It even happens around Antarctica.
Yes. It's that big commercial enterprise thingy, Majig. It's not great.
By 2030, we're supposed to be protecting, what was it? I think they said 30% of world's oceans, like as like preserved habitats. Right now, you know where we are at? Less than 3% of protection.
You better get on it then. Rudy, what are you doing?
Anyways, so Environment Agency completes 8,000 square kilometer marine habitat survey, right? Conducted by a team of 6 researchers. Scanning over blah blah kilometers lasting 26 hours, gathered vital data on the population sizes, geographical distribution, movement patterns, seasonal migration of dugongs and sea turtles. So sea cows and sea turtles. Survey also monitored the presence and status of dolphins, whales, sharks, rays and seabirds, applying best global practices, blah blah blah. So good so far, like hell yeah brother, you know, like biodiversity, you know, monitor that shit, see how they're doing, don't let people in, blah blah. First sentence of the article is what I omitted. So this is all about sea habitats, right? Like sea turtles, dugongs, and fishies in the sea. First sentence of the article. Aerial survey gathered vital data on the dugong and sea turtle population. How the hell do they see underwater from air? Am I stupid for asking this? Like, you know fish live in the sea, right?
Yeah, Rudy, you are. Sorry, this is a bit silly of you. They're looking for the ones in the fucking sky, idiot. They're not looking in the sea. They're looking for the dugongs that are flying around. That's the ones they're counting.
Shit. What the fuck? Wait. Oh, they managed that. I know that Dubai was on this like sort of crazy where they wanted to, for some reason, everything to fly. They were trying to develop these like what was it, like flying motorcycles for police at some point. There was an article. Then they were like flying cars at some point, projects and stuff like that. Now they have flying dugongs?
Yeah, they fly with the power of consumerism, Rudy. It flows through them.
They fly with the power of consumerism. No, but for real though, how can you get a population of fish by just flying?
You probably have some advanced like tools for that, like radiography.
Advanced tools.
I don't know.
I know what the advanced tool is like. Let's count the fish. Okay, you ready? Throws in a dynamite. Let's see how many floats up there.
I don't know. There's probably something. You don't ask me what, because I don't know. I don't know. I don't really take that
many. I think people in Dubai just have a lot of money, so they look smarter, they put it, but. Come on, y'all. At least make it believable. Fucking helicopter and counting fish. Come on, guys. Do these guys even know what the fuck they're doing?
All right. Well, Rudy, how's this for an article? Speaking of the sea, woman gets stuck in cruise control.
Well, now you're going to scare me with this, because I love cruise control, and I was going to employ that when I'm going on a trip to Portugal somewhat soon, but in a car that I don't know. So thank you for that. Go on. Tell me your article.
And I'll say the reason I picked it is because of this wording, because it's kind of like really, what really happened, I'm pretty sure. They didn't explicitly say it in the article, but from my deduction is that the woman got stuck in cruise control and called the police, right? Like, hey, yeah. I need help because my car won't stop. But this is the way it was worded. Police received a report about a vehicle that was traveling at a constant speed. It's like, holy shit, that's suspicious. What's going on here? A woman behind the wheel and the speed is constant. That's cause for an emergency. On one of the main highways, the woman who was driving the car had engaged cruise control and it would no longer disengage. So she called the police, and then patrol cars located the woman on the highway. Surrounded her car, and then like basically they boxed her in from all sides, right? And then they just like slowly started braking so that everything would stop together.
Yeah.
Without going awry, and that went well, and that's a success.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, why can't you do that thing where you decrease the cruise control by like kilometer by kilometer until you're like basically driving at like 2 kilometers per hour, but it's a highway. Now I get it, yeah. But then I guess there's runaway zones from highway.
The emergency lane, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, I guess she panicked. I can't blame her. Like, I guess she panicked.
Yes. So what it said in the article was that you should try to pop your car into neutral as a start. Otherwise, turn the car off and immediately on again. But I feel like, could you not just turn it off? Like, just turn it off?
Do brakes when you're in an emergency lane, yes. The brakes... No, actually, you're right. Like, everything should work. Like, cruise control, like, if you brake, cruise control usually disengages by default. At least in the cars that I've driven, you put on cruise control, right? But the moment you touch the pedals, gas or brake, cruise control disengages.
Yeah, that's how it works for my car as well. But I'm just thinking, like, if you just turn the car off...
Yeah, everything turns off. Oh, as in, like, oh, well... I genuinely don't know enough about cars to know. I don't think they're electrically wired fully. Huh. No, I think you should be able to brake, because at least in older cars, when people like manually push them when there's something wrong with them, you know, I think you're still able to brake, I think. But I might be wrong about this completely, so, you know. Anyways, I think it's time for us to move to NAD.
Yes.
Swimming is a necessary skill to have, as it can impact your ability to enjoy many things, ranging from visiting the beach to just having a good old-fashioned pool party. However, sometimes you just don't have time to learn a whole new skill. just for the off chance that you fall out of a boat and need to swim? But what other option is there? Worry not, we are bringing you the all-new Jesus Heels. Jesus Heels work on two main principles. The heels are stilettos, so using the power of surface tension, the heels are able to walk on water by only having minimal contact points with the surface. And of course, the heels are also powered by faith. So by praying hard enough every day, the power will imbue itself to allow you to walk on water. So next time you find yourself on a sinking cruise ship, you can walk out onto the water looking sexy as hell with Jesus' approval, while at the same time seeing all the non-believers drown. That sounds like a win-win.
Bro, drag queens and divas will go crazy for this. It's like, imagine Titanic sinking, Rose and, I don't know his name, Leonardo, just like, oh, goodbye, I have no space for you. Bitch, move over, I have no space for you, goodbye. And then there's this, like, just bitch walking underwater by it. I'm like, hey! Anyways, I'm on my way to Greenland. Hey!
Should have put on the stilettos, Jack. Come on.
Oh, Jack, that's his name? Yeah, yeah. All right. I always, by the way, forget. What is next? Going local or keep an eye out? I always forget.
Keeping an eye out, but
okay, then let's keep an eye close.
I didn't take the initiative, Rudy, and for that, I am sorry. But, all right, everybody. I actually forgot to write it this time for the first time, so shame on me, but close your eyes and picture this. You visit the various landmarks of Dubai, the palm tree, and of course, the Dubai Mall, where the main attraction is spending money. It is worth it, though, because malls don't exist outside of Dubai, little known fact. As you're driving back to your hotel, you look out the window and you see a shocking scene. A woman driving at constant speed. You panic for a moment, but then you gather yourself. You have seen how the police handle it, now it's your turn. You proceed to unceremoniously ram the woman off the road, sending her flying into a wall where the car explodes on impact. Not quite how you had hoped, but a good effort nonetheless. The police follow up quickly and determine there was nothing wrong with the car. Just as you think you're in trouble, the police comes up to you and gives you a firm handshake and a pat on the back and thanks you for your act of service. This woman may have been fine, but you can never be too sure. After all, there is nothing more erratic than driving normally. So, if being a hero is what you're interested in, Rudy, then maybe Dubai can be your next destination.
Just a fucking picture of it. Yo, Margaret, that bitch driving 60 kilometers per hour. Yeah! Okay, all right. I think it's time to finally go local. Although it might be a bit too expensive, but let's try. First things first. Money. Moolah. That good, good green stuff. I don't know what to tell you, but if you're poor like me, then it's fuck you forever and we bing chilling back in the club. Moving on. Are you a fan of wine or beer? Or whiskey. Well, how about Negroni Spagliato? Ooh, stunning. With Prosecco in it. Well, guess what? Dubai is so sober, this meme has probably never made it to their ranks. Ain't no alcoholics there, let me tell ya. At least, not...
officially.
And finally, sand. And not sand, but the color of sand. They go crazy for that shit. Built a new house? What shade would you like it? Sand, or sand? Want a new car? We have marble white sand, we have obsidian black sand. And before you say, wait, but what about glass buildings? Well, if you ever played Minecraft, you tell me what glass is made out of. Anyhow, to wrap up, if you have lots of money, are no fun to be around, and like a little bit of beige everywhere, then maybe Dubai is just for you. But be careful, because in Dubai, there is no hiding. Google's Yellow Man has mapped even the inside of stores. So once you step out, your ass is mine.
All right. Rudy, your local radio or business, which comes first?
Mine are both together, so go take yours first.
Okay, well, my business, it's not really a business. I just suggest visiting the Burj Khalifa just because I'm interested in what it would be like to go. I'm sure there's an observation deck somewhere. Am I local radio, Rudy? Thanks for asking. My recommendation is Radio 93.4 FM. I'll listen to a bit. And it was a very eclectic mix of high energy songs, hard to describe, but might be up your alley. You'll have to go and find out.
Okay. My local business of the day is Bangladesh. You think I'm joking, but it gets better. In Dubai, in one of those fake island clusters, which I now know what the effort for that was, because I did not know see that on Google Maps. Not the palm tree ones, but on Google Maps, there's literally a point named Bangladesh. Once you click on it, you are in for a surprise. As it turns out, Bangladesh is a DJ, because there's a picture of a guy. That being said, the reviews are, well, judge for yourself. So beautiful place, I like you, 3 out of 5. My mom went to Bangladesh 6, 7, or 5 times, smiley face, exclamation mark. I love my county, Bangladesh, 2 hearts. After a bit of research, you will find out that maybe on these random islands, there actually is a mini Bangladesh built on there, judging by some of their other reviews. You'll say, yeah, this is my local business, local radio, and I guess a local man recommendation whose name is Bangladesh because he's a DJ.
I should include that as well from now on, the local man recommendation. You never know who might be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyways, thank you so much for listening to episode 59 of Globally Local, brought to you by Tom of Huzz. Oh, I didn't do it at the beginning. Okay, Sid, I'm going to do it twice, and you incent at the beginning. And now, thank you for listening to Tomo. Huzzah!
I don't think we do it normally at the beginning.
We do. We do, I think.
We don't.
We don't? Well, then just fucking mute me. You know what? I said a slur. Mute me. You can find me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000. Throw 3 0s, 3 0s. Come and Bangladesh. Where can you find Henry?
I forgot to mention this episode, sorry, but when games like India versus Pakistan get played in cricket, it's usually in the United Arab Emirates. Yes, sorry, you can find me, I don't know, in Bangladesh, probably.
Okay. Yeah, go and give some love to Colossal Pango on twitch.tv, because, dear colleague, he's still out there, he's still climbing the ranks.
What has he ever done for me, is what I'm wondering.
Well, fuck, you got me there.
All right. I'll let him get away with this time.
Okay. And yeah, and we will see you next episode in
Taman Rasset in Algeria.
Oh, gods. What do we do? What do we do for outro for that one? You want a Bangladesh?